be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Christ Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. Intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your house, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord has commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Emmanuel, the Lord be with us. Don't think the Lord be with us is always successful, always smooth, not at all. All the life of Jesus in his apostolic life in Jesus, not welcoming. Jesus despised him because he's not coming from a big family. I mean a famous family. Who is he? The son of a carpenter. They looked down on him. You know, in the beginning already, he's nobody before people. You remember? After Last Supper, he was praying in Gethsemane, the garden. He was so sad. He said, Father, leave this cup away from me. You understand, the Holy Spirit is always with him. God the Father is always with him. But he feels no kind of consolation. Father, leave this cup away from me. On the cross, he said, he repeats the phrase from the Psalm 22. God, God, why have you forsaken me? And this is Jesus. He suffered, even as if the God the Father is away from him. You know, all through his life, he feels secured. Even people despise him. You know, God the Father is with him. He will save, humanly speaking. Last moment, even God the Father is leaving him alone. God, God, why have you forsaken me? At this time, we can say, when we feel something disastrous in our life, we repeat exactly the same. God, God, why have you forsaken me? But we know that when we have this feeling, we share the feeling of Jesus by the time on the cross. So you're not unknown when you have this feeling God, God is leaving you alone. Embrace this Jesus forsaken. He suffered, but he offered for our salvation. We offer all this pain to Jesus, God is for you. Together with Jesus, we share the salvation of the world. You pay the price together with Jesus for the salvation of our humanity. So anything happen in our life, it's sad and don't know how to the way out, thank the Lord, we share His life. So you are not away from the Lord. Emmanuel, God is with you, but this God also is suffering God. Don't tell yourself, God is away from me because I'm suffering. The more you suffer, the more you look close to Christ. He let you share His life for the salvation of the people. That means to say, your life is only for yourself, for to give Jesus for humanity. So be joyful, because whenever you have suffering, tell yourself, Jesus, thank you for coming to me, that I can share with you for the salvation of the world. So you are not alone. Emmanuel, God is with us.